World news from the BBC. An interim official report on Australia's banking system has condemned a culture of greed and putting profits before all else. The Royal Commission was set up last year to try to restore public faith in the financial system following a series of scandals. It has exposed widespread abuses, including money laundering and bribery, and found that misconduct often goes unpunished by complacent regulators. Researchers in Hong Kong say they have discovered the first known case of human infection with a strain of the hepatitis E virus, previously known only in rats. The University of Hong Kong said the study was of major public health significance, as it indicated that the rat virus could break through the species barrier. The disease was found in a 56-year-old man who had a liver transplant last year. A flotilla of small boats has rescued all 47 passengers and crew on board a plane that ended up in the sea as it tried to land on the Pacific island of Weno. The aircraft, which belongs to Papua New Guinea's national carrier Air New Guinea, is thought to have overshot the runway in bad weather. It ploughed into a lagoon at the end of the airstrip. The United States and Europe are competing in the biggest team event in golf, the Ryder Cup, which is being held in France for the first time. The US are the defending champions but haven't won in Europe for 25 years. BBC News. The board of directors of Tesla has expressed its full confidence in the head of the electric car company, Elon Musk, who has been charged with fraud by financial regulators in the US. The Securities and Exchange Commission has filed a lawsuit against Mr. Musk, accusing him of lying to investors. He has described the charges as unjustified.